This podcast is presented to you by Passion Church and their campus in Alexander City, Alabama. For more information, visit www.mypassion.church.
Amen. It's good to see all of you this morning. I'm going to do my best to be real short, let y'all get first in line at the buffet place, wherever you attend. Would you hold your Bible up with me this morning? And would you say this with... That's right. We're in the heavenly, the Holy Ghost buffet line. Would you say this with me? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is receptive. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now look at your neighbor and say, that's talking about me. All right. The title of my message this morning is Blessings Follows Obedience, and I had no idea what Kelly was going to share this morning, but we know that God doesn't make a mistake when he, whatever he does, God always does it wonderfully. And when she started sharing this morning in the for the tithes and offerings, she mentioned Blessings Follows Obedience. She mentioned also the word obey. She said he wants us to obey the word of God. My scripture reading this morning is going to come out of Deuteronomy in chapter 28. If you're familiar with it, it talks about the blessing. And I had no idea that Kelly was going to be talking about the blessings of being obedient, because we don't usually have opportunities to share with each other about what we're going to share when she's going to be ministering on Sunday mornings. Bringing the word, I never ask her, what are you going to minister on? I just leave it between her and the Lord. And sometimes I get so excited about what God has laid on my heart to share with the congregation on Sunday morning. Sometimes I will kind of corner her in the corner there in the house, and I'll say, you just got to hear a little bit of what I'm going to share. You see, the joy of the Lord, it just brings such excitement, and you just want to share it. That's what happens when we become born again. That's why so many other people are born again, receive Jesus Christ. It's not because someone stood there and preached the gospel of do's and don'ts in their life, what they should and should not do. It's they see the enthusiasm of the life of Jesus Christ in our life, and that's what causes others to want to have what you have. Again, the title of this message this morning is Blessings Follows Obedience. In the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, in verse 1, it says, and it shall come to pass. I want you to say that with me. It shall come to pass. If you diligently obey. There's that word again. Obey. If you obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord God, your God, will set you on high above all nations of the earth. All these blessings shall come upon you, and they're going to overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Now, I want to stop right there for just a moment, because as we read on here, and starting with verse number 3, it's going to tell you about all the blessings. And I know we all want to be blessed. But I find that the blessings somehow just don't seem to enter the Christians' lives very often. If you look around, you see a lot of people struggling spiritually, physically, and financially. And, you know, that seems to be a disappointment to other Christians. They think, well, you know, I gave my heart to Jesus Christ, and I just thought once I got born again that I was told these blessings would just come on me, that this is the way that my life would be now that I'm born again and I've got my ticket to heaven, and man, I'm just going to get blessed. It's a disappointment to Christians because to them, they feel like they've been misled. And sometimes the world will throw it at you. They'll say, oh, I heard you got saved. And it seems back maybe a week or two, maybe a month later, it may take a little longer. All of a sudden, the people you work with or you're in contact with or family members, they'll even mention to you, well, where's your joy? What happened to Happy Sam? This Jesus you got, well, what happened? And I've noticed that it seems that we somehow get born again and we hear that this new life in Christ is going to bring me joy, but somehow we get under the condemnation of all of these do's and don'ts now that are placed on our life. And it seems to be by other Christians. The world won't tell you because they don't know what the Word of God says. But other Christians have a tendency to say, well, now you know you shouldn't be doing that now. You're saved. Well, we don't do that now. We're born again. You see, the unique thing about Jesus Christ is that when He comes into the heart and the life of someone, when you receive Jesus into your heart, you're a new Christian. God is not holding you accountable to live like someone who knows about God for the last 20 or 30 years. Oh, we do, but He doesn't. I know a lot of times I have seen this and I've experienced some of this in my own life. It seems like that when I get conviction on me, the Lord convicts my heart about something that He really doesn't want me to do anymore. It's usually just with me. He's not sharing that, Miss Gloria. He's not sharing that with anybody. He's talking to me. And He says, you know, Ron, I really don't like that, and I'd like for you to eliminate this in your life. Well, lo and behold, somebody comes along and I see them doing the same thing that He's asking me, that He's laid on my heart that He don't want me to do. So what do I want to do? Well, I'm judgmental now and saying, well, you know, I stopped that. And you should too. You see, we're all in different levels. We're in different places. In my Father's house are many mansions, dwelling places. Now, you can put that off into heaven, or you can also bring it down to reality of life. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. We're not all on the same level. And we need to stop judging others that are not where you are. Because there's others that have gone beyond where you are. And they can look at you like you're looking at them and saying, why aren't you here in the Lord? Why haven't you come to this level in the Lord? You see, the beauty of Jesus Christ is that He takes you where you are and works with what He has to work with. You see, He realizes and He knows that He knows your situation. He knows how you've been brought up. He knows the environment you were brought up in. I became friends with a young man. He had just received Christ, but he so often, because he grew up in an environment of a lot of profanity, when he first got saved, he would still use some profanity. But he felt bad about it, and when he would say it, he would say, oh, Pastor Ron, excuse my French. Well, I wouldn't condemn him. And it wasn't French, it was American or English. Because I understood it very well. But he'd say, excuse me. Or he'd say something like, oh, I apologize. I shouldn't have said that. Now, you and I, if we're not careful, will want to jump right on that, you know, and say, yeah, you really ought to stop that. Instead of encouraging them and just saying, you know what, that can be something that's a difficult thing to break. But if you keep submitting to the Lord, and every time this happens, if you'll just stop and say, Father, forgive me. Forgive me. Let the blood of Jesus just wash over that. And just encourage them. Say, just ask them, the Lord, to forgive you and to help you the next time. Lord, give me the strength. Give me the courage. Give me whatever I need that I won't talk like that, or I won't say those kind of words anymore. You see, we need to encourage one another in this relationship with Jesus Christ. We don't condemn folk. Jesus said, I didn't come to condemn the world. I said, I come to save the world. But we're talking about the blessings. And there's so many blessings that come on our life. But if we're not careful, when we get born again, well, what happens? We feel like we can't live that Christian life anymore because of all of the do's and don'ts and other people telling us what we should and should not do. When you get born again, there's a scripture in Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 6, and I'll just read this part of it. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. You see, when you get born again, you got to quit condemning yourself, because see, when he died on the cross, he died for the remission of sins. And when he died for your sins, when you repent of those sins, he's already forgiven you. You're just acknowledging him. Lord, thank you for forgiving me of my sins. See, he doesn't have to forgive you. He did that on the cross. You just accept your forgiveness when you repent of it. And now that you've repented of those sins, you have to accept the fact that he has forgiven you and he's forgotten it. You see, and I'm going somewhere with this, because we've got to get the basics down. Number one, we get born again. That's a wonderful thing. We receive Christ into our heart. And now we can learn to have what he talks about in John 10:10, this abundant life. And a lot of people get born again, they're drawn to the Lord. You know, and then they hear the pastor or the preacher or the evangelist or the teacher or whoever, they'll say, you know, and Jesus said, I've come that you might have life, and the life have it more abundantly. And they're thinking, well, that is not happening to me. I'm struggling with all these do's and don'ts. There is now, therefore, no condemnation to those who are in Christ. You're not under the condemnation of your sin anymore. You've been set free. I love the passage of Scripture. It says, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Also over in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Now all things have become new. You see, you have to accept that. And you do it by faith. Lord, I'm forgiven. Thank you. I receive my forgiveness. I thank you that you don't remember it anymore. And by faith, I'm not going to remember it anymore. Amen. And now I stand in the presence of God. I'm clean. I'm pure. I'm washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. He has put a coat of righteousness on me. And you got to accept that. And until you accept that, you're going to go through life in condemnation. But there's no need to live that way. All you have to do is accept it by faith. The same faith that you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior is the same faith you use and will work if you'll just accept the fact, I am clean in the sight of God. Amen. You say, well, what if I... That's where grace comes in. It's not a license to sin, but when you stumble, you can turn and say, Jesus, I failed. I stumbled. I sinned. I ask you to forgive me. And he washes it right then in his blood. He forgets it. He wants you to start all over again. Forget it. Just forget it and move on. And move on from there. Now, there is a pastor in Texas, And I've used this quote several times, and I've used it several times here, but I want to say it again because this goes right along with the title of the message this morning, Blessings Follows Obedience. But this man said in his statement one day, in his message, he said, if you're not having fun being a Christian, you're doing it wrong. Well, the reason a lot of people aren't having fun being a Christian is because they are doing it wrong. They're living under the laws of do's and don'ts. They're living under condemnation because they feel like they just can't get it together. Kelly said this morning, if we obey the Lord, trust and obey. When I was a kid growing up in church, we used to sing a hymn, trust and obey, for there's no other way. To be happy in Jesus, just trust and obey. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. When we do His good will, He abides with us still, if we'll trust and obey. Think about that for just a moment. Because that, ladies and gentlemen, is the answer to the blessings coming on your life. All of the chapter Deuteronomy, chapter 28 it is, and in verses 1 through 14, it talks about all of the blessings that will fall on you. And I'm going to let you look that up when you get home because I don't want to take up much of your time this morning. But I want you to understand all of the blessings that that you're looking for that life and life more abundant that in John 10:10 it talks about all of those blessings, that life, abundant life, is yours if you just do two things. But to do these two things that I'm talking about, trusting and obey, and that's what he talks about in chapter 28 of Deuteronomy, verses 1 through 14. He says, if you'll trust me and obey me on these things, I'll bless you in all of these ways. But you see, in order to receive the blessings, then you have to trust and obey. That doesn't sound very difficult, does it? You see, that's the part in that, what that pastor said. He says, if you're not having fun being a Christian, then you're doing it wrong. Well, I'm telling you this morning how to do it right. Number one, you got to accept the fact that, yes, when you receive Jesus Christ in your heart, yes, I am now cleansed in the sight of God. I am not that old person anymore. I'm a new person in Christ. That old Ron, he died. They buried him. And I thank God for that. And then the sooner that you will accept the fact that you are not that old sinner anymore, you have been saved by grace, then now the scripture comes alive within you that says, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. See, you're not under condemnation. You're not under bondage anymore. You're free, as I like to say, I'm free to be me. I'm free to be the new Ron. Now, everybody's not going to like the new Ron. Some of my old friends I would hang out with are going to probably let me go. That won't be a bad thing. I'm going to tell you something this morning. I'm going to throw this in. This is for free. Some of you need to drop your friends. They're causing you to straddle the fence. You say, oh, that's hard. They've been my friend since childhood, or they've been my friend for so many years. Well, this friend of mine led me to the woman I'm married to, or the husband I'm married to. If they're not taking you to where you want to go, if they're not leading you to the life that's filled with life and more abundant life, you got to let them go. Isn't it amazing that if someone was to tell you, you eat a certain food, you'll die? To see that person go back and eat that kind of food, you'll think, boy, that's just ridiculous. Yet at the same time, we want to keep ourselves in condemnation when we realize we need to separate from certain people or certain things, but we stay with it. I like to say misery loves company. All of these blessings come on you when you trust and obey. That's what it boils down to. Number one, you accept the fact you're born again and you're cleansed and you're right in right standing with God. If you'll accept that, now you're free. You're free indeed. And after that, when you study the Word, you trust it. You just trust Him. I remember my dad used to have a saying to us boys when we was growing up. He said, listen, if you'll trust me, I'm giving you the right advice in life. And if you obey me, it'll go well with you. But boy, if I disobeyed, it didn't go too well. You know, our Heavenly Father does the same thing. He says, if you'll trust me. Kelly used the book of Proverbs today. Wisdom. It's full of wisdom. God is full of wisdom. And when He shares with us, like what she shared with you today, that was words of wisdom. We take that, we trust it, and we walk in obedience to it. Isn't it amazing that there's only really two things after getting born again and accepting the fact that you're free, you're not a sinner anymore, you're right standing with God. Isn't it amazing that those two things will bring the blessings on your life? Isn't that amazing? It's just two. Look at your neighbor and say, two things? These two things will bring blessings on my life. Isn't that amazing? I like to simplify it because you know what? I feel like a lot of people are living their life in condemnation and in bondage because they won't just live out these two things. I'm just going to trust what God says in His Word, and I'm going to obey it. Real simple life. I had an English teacher one time. I like to cut up in class. You probably didn't realize that or probably wouldn't think that of me. But she would grab me by the arm when I'd come in. And it seems like she would stand by the door and she's waiting for me. And she would grab me by the arm and she'd say, no cutting up, boy. You obey me. Well, I got sent to the principal's office a couple of times. But because I was in good standing with the principal, he'd say, now, you know you got to behave in there. Now, get on back in there and act like I whooped you. Didn't do any good. I was hanging with the wrong company. You say, Pastor Ron, what did you really do that? Well, yes, I did. You said, that was the old Ron. I said, that was the old Ron. Do I still make mistakes? Oh, yeah. I probably make more than all of you in here. But when I do, I just repent. I just say, Father, forgive me. I pray that everybody else will. The problem is they don't. But even if they don't, you got to accept the fact that your Father did forgive you. And you pick yourself up, as my grandma used to say, by the bootstraps. And you go on through life just trusting and obey. I want to say it one more time. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. Just trust and obey. Mom and Dad made it simple in my life early on. They just said, if you'll trust us and obey, things will go good for you. Come to find out, I read in the Word of God in Deuteronomy chapter 28, He says, if you'll trust me and obey, things will go good for you. I want to close by reading to you what you're fixing to get. If you'll do those two things. Verse number 3. Blessed shall you be in the city. And blessed shall you be in the country. It don't matter where you live. It doesn't matter where you live. You're blessed. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. Somebody say, that's me. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. Why? Because you chose to trust and obey. And the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offsprings of your flocks. That's financial blessing if you didn't know it. Say, that's me. If you'll trust and obey. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. It's going to be plenty of food. If you'll trust and obey. Is this hard this morning? Is this difficult? What do you have to do? And what happens? Oh, it says, blessed shall you be when you come in. And blessed shall you be when you go out. Now, if you believe that, you should expect it. I got to tell you this story. I paid a guy. I was given this big umbrella. The kind you put up around the pool. It's real big, opens up, you wind it up like that, and it just comes out, and it's pretty. But it was given to me at the job site, and I thought that because they gave me the umbrella that I would get the base. Well, they were ordering new umbrellas, but they were keeping the base to put the new umbrellas in. Well, I assumed. Kelly used that word this morning. I assumed the base went with it. Well, I couldn't pick the base. I couldn't pick it up. It was made out of solid steel so that it would hold the umbrella still during winds, high winds. I couldn't pick it up, but there was a guy on the job site. He was big, and he's strong. And I asked him, if you'll load that up in my truck, I'll pay you. Well, he said, how much? And he said, well, what's it worth to you? I said, and I was thinking in my mind, well, I got this umbrella given to me for free, and I know it was very expensive. Oh, what's $10? I'll give him $10. I came home and told Kelly, I said, I need you to give me $10. I need to pay this guy. I gave him $10 for picking up this heavy steel base, and he put it in my truck. I got home, and I began to think about it. I brought the base back and talked to the person who gave me the umbrella, and I said, I don't think you really intended for me to have the base, did you? She said, oh, no. No, the base stays here. So I was thinking, how am I going to get that base off? And the Lord said, the same way you got it on there. So about that time, that big guy comes in. And I said, you're not going to believe this, but I don't need that base. And I sure really need you to take it off for me. And he said, well, what's it worth to you? I'm getting to something. Blessings follows obedience. That wasn't, I think I'm taking something that don't belong to me. That wasn't given to me. I went back with it. When I backed up to unload that big base by the pool, I backed out, backed in, I got out of my truck, I laid the tailgate down, and when I laid the tailgate down, I looked down, and there was $5 laying on the ground. I thought to myself, well, he ain't getting 10, but he gonna get 5. And I turned to him when he got it off. After I picked it up off the ground, he got it off. I turned to him and I said, well, half a loaf's better than no loaf. He said, I'll take it. He made $15. All he did is pick up something and take it off. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't. The point I'm making is the five was there. My obedience brought the blessing. I didn't have to pay for it. It just was there. You say, well, that's a small thing. Listen, you got to expect the blessing going in and coming out. And I got up that morning saying, I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm not going to take the time to... Well, why not? Let's just read it to you. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way. They'll flee before you seven ways. If you're what? The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God has given you. If you're what? The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. When you walk in the light of the word, what a glory he sheds on your way. Mm-mm-mm. Then all peoples on the earth shall see you and call you by your name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. That doesn't mean they're going to fear you. They're going to reverence you. They're going to honor you. They're going to respect you. Why? Because the blessing's on you. And all you did was trust and obey. He didn't ask you to go to the cross. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase in your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land in which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open to you his good treasure. What's he going to give you? His good treasure. Do you think God has any bad treasure? No. I mean, think about it. Streets of gold, walls of jasper. Does that sound like he's got an issue with giving out good treasures? He wants you to walk on it and rub on it when you get to heaven. Come on. Well, the Lord will open to you good treasure, the heavens to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. All the work of your hand. Listen, if where you're at is not paying the bill, trust and obey. And watch him give you an increase. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. Verse 13, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. Look at somebody. Please look at somebody and say, I'm the head and not the tail. It's time to quit wagging your tail. It's time to quit wagging your tail. You're not the tail. You're not the waggler. You're the head. And you know where the head is always going? Forward. The tail is always looking behind. We need to quit looking behind and just start seeing where God's going to bless me today. You say, do you really believe, Pastor, that I'm to look to be blessed? Well, it just said, I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed going in. I'm blessed coming out. It don't matter where I go, how I go. I am blessed. I am looking for a blessing. I'm also looking to be blessed. Why? Because I trust and obey. It's not a hard thing just to get blessed. We should be the happiest people on planet Earth. I'm trying to finish this up. The Lord will make you the head, not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, if you heed them, if you trust him, and are careful to observe them, and you shall not turn to the one side from, you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after any other gods to serve them. I like to say he's saying to you and I, don't make an excuse. That can be your God, your excuse. Well, Pastor, you don't know where I come from. You don't know my kind of family situation. You just don't know. You just don't know what I've done in life. Well, for goodness sakes, repent. Just repent. Allow Christ to come into your heart. Let Him wash you with the blood of Jesus. Let Him put on that coat of righteousness. That means you're now in right standing. Just accept it. I'm not that sinner anymore. I'm free to be me. And now, I'm just going to trust Him and obey. And I'm going to walk around. And as I'm walking around, I'm looking, where's the blessing? I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. It don't matter where Ron Whisnan. You know what I have come to understand? God loves some Ron Whisnan. You see, you think, boy, that's being very, very proud or boastful. No, you need to come to that place in life where you realize and understand you are not a sinner anymore if you got born again, and that you are a child of the Most High God, and God loves His children. I know that God loves some Ron Wisnan. Amen. The reason He loves me, because He lives in me, He died for me, and He made it to where I can have life and have it more abundant. He don't want us running around all sad and disheartened. Amen. Remember the song, "Don't Frown Pulls Everybody Down. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't frown pulls everybody down." When's the last time you walked in somewhere and you just got this big old smile on your face? They say, you know what they're going to ask you? What is going on with you? Oh, I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm going to tell you, I'm blessed going out of here, and I'm going to be blessed coming in. It don't make no difference. You know what? When I pulled in the driveway this morning, I was blessed. When I leave out of this church today, I'm blessed. But while I'm in church, I'm blessed. Why am I blessed here? Because I'm above, I'm not beneath. We got to quit. We need to be above our circumstances and not beneath it. I get a kick out of people saying, well, under the circumstances. I'm thinking, why are you under it? You weren't intended to be under it. You're intended to have life and have it more abundant. It's just a choice. Kelly talked about it this morning. It's a choice. I decide. I choose to be happy, happy. Happiness is a frame of mind. I choose to be happy, happy as I can be. I ain't going to let you pull me down. You say, well, you know, I don't really like the way you're preaching. That's okay. I'm just me. I'm just happy being me. When's the last time you walked with I'm happy? Well, I need to conform. I'm around my friends now. I need to act a little different. They really would love to see you just be you. Yeah. They want to see you just be you. The world is so sick and tired of it. You know what? We spend so much time on trying to make us look good. And really the person, that the people we're around, they're spending all that same amount of time on them trying to make them look good. To impress you. And most of the time, they're not really looking at you and how you look. Watch them walk by a mirror. Boy, they're going to look them. They never saw you standing over there, because I know I've seen them do that. And I'd be in them department stores and where Kelly shops. And I've seen them ladies doing this and then there. And then they didn't even know I was sitting in the chair over there waiting for my wife to go pick out something. They had no clue. They wasn't interested in no Ron Wisnett. They interested in them. So just be you. Because they don't care about you anyway. And why do we spend all this money to try to impress people we don't like? Just be happy. Trust Him and obey. Get blessed. Amen. And just be happy. Because those blessings are going to follow you. All you got to do is just trust and obey. You say, Pastor, that is so simple. If you're not happy being a Christian, you're not doing it right. I just showed you this morning how to be happy. Can I share this with you? The world wants to see you be happy. They are really, listen, the world wants to see somebody that confesses Christianity and actually enjoys it. Listen, I wake up just like you. I go to work just like you. I can look at my day and say, oh, my Lord, I got a 10, 12-hour day or a 14-hour day. We're going to have to work late tonight, my wife and I, to get this particular job done or to get it finished up, this apartment finished. I can look at it like that and think, oh, what a day. Or I can just choose to say, Lord, I'm blessed because I trust you and I obey you. Am I going to obey all day long? I may stumble. When I do, I'm going to repent and pick up from there. And I'm still going to have a good day. I challenge you as your pastor. Show the world what Christianity really is. That you're happy. That you're blessed. Because you trust and obey. Let us pray. Father, I just ask you this morning, you'll take this message and sink it deep into all of our hearts, mine included. That even throughout this day, the remainder of this day, that we'll think about, all I got to do is just trust you. Lord, I just need to trust you and obey. I trust you to come into my heart by faith, and you did. Now I'm going to trust what your word says. Your word says that if I trust you and obey you, all these blessings will come upon me. Father, I don't want to be stingy and say I want all the blessings just for myself. Lord, I want these blessings on my life so I can bless others. Because truly it's more blessed to give than to receive. Father, in my prayer this morning, if we have those that are watching online that don't know you as their personal Savior, and they're looking for happiness, if you are watching online, I ask you, if you want to receive Jesus, to pray this prayer with me. And those of you in the congregation, pray this prayer with me as well. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I repent of my sins. Now wash me in your blood. Come and live in my heart. Be the Lord of my life. And I will trust you and obey. And I thank you in advance for the blessings you will bestow upon me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, those of you online that are watching, before we go offline, I want to encourage you that you will contact our church and let us know that you received Christ as your personal Savior. That's the greatest decision you'll ever make in life. Greatest decision. We want you to contact our church. We want you to have some information that's going to help you on your new journey. And I pray that you'll take to heart this message, that you will just trust, the same trust that you put in those words that you prayed to ask Jesus in your heart. You'll just trust Jesus. And as you begin to study the Word of God, that you will just obey what you read. Take it at face value and just obey. Same with everyone in this congregation. I pray that you'll just take this message, let it sink deep into your heart, and just make it a simple thing every day. Lord, I choose to trust you. And I choose to obey. And then expect to receive the blessing.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it and pray that you are blessed by God's word. For more information about Passion Church, visit www.mypassion.church.